Park City High School Assistant Principal Lindsay Anderson presented the data on some evolving advanced placement statistics, shining light on a few issues arising with AP. It used to be that students could enter college with sometimes a whole year of credit completed. Now, says Anderson, many colleges, and especially top-tier colleges, are no longer accepting AP credits, even when students get a perfect score on the AP test. This is why, she says, many students are still taking the classes, but not taking the $90 test at the end of the year.
We are seeing a growing trend of less colleges accepting the test scores. It's either they do take the score, they don't, or they only accept fives. Last year we saw our valedictorian opt not to take AP tests because her school of choice did not accept the scores. We had teachers actually volunteering to pay for those kids to take the test because they wanted those kids to be included in their scores.
She speaks of valedictorian Ann Fosberg, who's at Brown University this fall. Anderson says when the top students headed for top-tier schools don't take the tests, the test scores overall go down. But the quandary is that universities still like to see AP classes on student transcripts because it demonstrates rigor and academic performance. Since AP test scores at the high school are falling, Anderson says you can only speculate as to why that is. She suggests another reason could be that some kids are taking up to five or six AP classes, and when all tests fall within a similar time period, students may have test burnout. She says some other schools limit the number of AP classes a student can take, and test scores then tend to be higher.
Roland Hall, you can only take two AP courses your junior year, and then you have to appeal to take a third. As a senior, you can take three. You can appeal to take four. We can absolutely limit who can have access, but we pride ourselves in being inclusive, equal access to the content and curriculum, so we can't pick and choose. You can't have both.
While Park City High School AP test rates are still significantly higher than the Utah and national average, school board member Tanya Knauer suggests that perhaps they should engage in a bigger discussion about AP overall with these conclusions. She asked whether having more students take the courses drive test scores down, and if so, whether that's a bad thing.
Do we know, as a percentage in general, at other high schools, approximately what percentage are taking AP? Because, I mean, if half of our students are taking it, that's a great thing. And if they're only 10% taking it at another school and they're getting very high scores, you know, we might say, well, we think it's better that a lot of kids are taking it. I mean, I don't know.
Another reason Anderson says that test scores are going down is that classes are overcrowded and some teachers feel they can't prepare the students to the degree they need.
I spoke with those teachers specifically. They will tell you I did not assign a lot of writing. I didn't give a lot of practice tests because I knew I could not provide those kids with timely and honest feedback due to my class load.
Park City High School Principal Bob O'Connor agrees.
As Lindsay said, there are a lot of variables going into that, and the first thing a teacher would tell you is that the class size was a big variable that needs to be taken into consideration.
That's Bob O'Connor. Anderson also presented averages on ACT scores at the high school. The average ACT score is 23.9 at the high school, with 85% of the graduating class taking the test. That average is still a full 3 points above state and national averages. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.